It's Wednesday. I know how you roll.
Where are you going?
Tomorrow's going to be fourth Monday.
But yeah, hey, either way.
That's 11-year NFL veteran and Ball of Life, Ramon Foster. Jonathan Schaefer, of course, is here. I'm Jason Martin at Ramon Foster, at Schaefer on Sports, at J Mart Radio on Twitter, and of course, together at J Mart and Ramon. Well, we're one day closer. We got one more sleep before the NFL's back.
Mm-hmm.
Game one tomorrow night.
The
Tampa
game.
Bay and Dallas.
The game, man.
Yep.
We get football back, man. It's exciting. Big time. I know it can be overstated, and you know what it needs to be, because football is its own entity, man. It's like its own little – it's like the fam. It just does what it's supposed to do, and you sit back and enjoy it, and they'll talk to us when they need us, man.
Wait. What is the fam supposed to do?
I thought they were supposed to engage with us. They basically told us, look, we'll call you if we need you. And right now, we don't need them because football season's coming in. We always need them, but yeah.
Le'Veon Bell gets a job.
He did.
As if he needed Pittsburgh to dislike him more.
Or anywhere else, man. They snatched him up quick, too.
Well, and then Latavius Murray got released because he wouldn't take a pay reduction. He thought he wanted all of that 4.5.
Alvin Kamara wasn't too happy about that either. He sent out the side eyes, man.
Side eyes never good.
Side eyes never good, man. He's about to get, everybody was joking, he's about to get the biggest workload ever since Latavius Murray is out of New Orleans right now. Le'Veon got signed to the practice squad. They were thinking maybe he'll get bumped up to the 53 whenever they figure out what they're going to do. But I couldn't imagine him going from who he was to the practice squad. Wild life you live in, man. Very wild life. It's the game.
Some of the guys that we saw the Titans wave goodbye to, they put him back on the practice squad yesterday.
All I could think is, golly, the bottom?
Yeah.
Chumming it up again? And I know one of the guys.
Started from the bottom, now we're, I don't know where we are.
I don't
know
what
I would feel like if I was one of those guys.
John Robinson, this might be the most turnover I've ever seen before game one starts, dog.
Far too slow.
Hey, he is quick with his termination papers. I know that much. I'm like, golly, I know they say he chums up the bottom of the barrel, but come on.
Pro Football Talk put up their power rankings for the NFL before week one. Titans are 13th.
There was one that came out yesterday.
The Sando CBS thing?
Yeah.
Well, Sando thing at The Athletic was like the Super Six and then four more teams and then some potential. Like he tiered teams.
Yeah.
And the Titans didn't make their way into either of the first two buckets.
Let me see if I can find the CBS version of what was going on, too, because that one was kind of iffy, too. This was done by Peter Prisco.
Oh, okay.
He actually has the CBS Sports, actually has the Titans 10 on his power ranking.
You know what? Season starts tomorrow. I don't care.
Don't care at all.
Like, first 10, 30 second. Don't give a. I don't care anymore.
This is the
no.
It was really hilarious though, because I'll say this: is Pittsburgh's fan going crazy? He got Pittsburgh 21 on his power rank.
Don't care. Snap the ball.
Yes, man. This is freaking phenomenal. We're all
so Sando's got the Super Six, which is six teams that are true Super Bowl contenders.
Yeah.
Who do you think they are?
Six teams that are super contenders?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Buffalo.
They are in there, yes.
Baltimore?
No. Nope.
Baltimore's not?
No. Nope.
Oh wow.
Cleveland.
Nope.
Oh.
Ooh.
One of these I vehemently disagree with.
Well, Kansas City, obviously.
I was trying to go with the least obvious ones.
Green Bay,
Kansas
Tampa
City and
Bay.
Tampa we can throw out. Green
Kansas
Bay,
City,
yes.
Tampa, Green Bay.
Buffalo, there's four. So
Buffalo.
Where are the other? So,
that's four. Oh.
So where are the other two?
Kansas City, Buffalo, Green Bay, Tampa. That's four. Other two. Dallas?
Nope.
No, the Rams.
Yep.
And
this one I totally disagree with.
If it's Patriots, I'm going to kill somebody.
It's not.
Better not be Washington.
Nope.
Okay. Titans.
Nope.
No, Andy.
Nope.
Oh. God. Hold up. Don't tell me. No, not Denver.
Can't be Dolphins.
I know.
Can't be Dolphins. Damn sure ain't Houston.
Obviously, you're going to disagree with it since you haven't picked it. You feel the same way I do. It's not the Chargers. It's not San Fran. It's not Arizona.
Those are the most solid teams in the league.
Seattle.
Oh, come on.
I think that's nuts.
Seattle's in?
Considering the teams that were just mentioned by you guys and the ones that come to the head, Seattle, no. Rams, I can see it. If Stafford pans out, yeah. Like everything else about that team. Buffalo, sure, okay. Packers, Bucks, Chiefs, got it. Seahawks?
Did not see that.
And this is Sando, who says he synthesized his own thoughts with the voting results from NFL executives to place all 32 teams into 9 buckets.
Aye.
From Super 6 to draft order dreamers. So the Super 6, Chiefs, Bucks, Packers, Bills, Seahawks, Rams. Furious 4, who do you think's in the Furious 4?
Furious 4? Seahawks? No. Tampa? No, oh. This is the next tier.
Yeah, right.
Next tier. Cleveland?
Yep.
Baltimore?
Yep.
Miami?
Nope.
Cleveland, Baltimore, friggin' 49ers?
Yep. And this descriptor is, these teams can be genuinely perplexed, even offended that anyone would exclude them from the Super 6, but we have
Patriots.
Our reasons. No.
Patriots not the last one? Who's the last one, Shafe? Nashville.
Yes.
The Titans.
Ravens, Browns, Niners, Titans.
Ravens, Browns, Niners, Titans.
Third bucket. So you're saying there's a chance. We can envision scenarios where these teams rank among the top contenders, but crash and burn scenarios are also in play.
I hate to keep going this way, but New England?
Yep.
Washington?
No.
Not Miami. New Orleans?
Yep.
Dallas?
Nope.
What? Dallas at low? Arizona?
Nope.
Pittsburgh?
Yep.
And...
there's two more.
Denver?
You name the Saints, the Patriots, the Steelers. The others, two more. Not Denver.
Dallas.
Nope. You've mentioned that one already.
Miami.
Nope.
Golly. Indiana. Indianapolis.
Yep. Colts.
Colts. And, gosh. Washington?
Nope.
Already said them?
Yep. Chargers.
Chargers. I keep forgetting about the Chargers, dog.
Washington's not mentioned until the 5th. Neither is Dallas. The whole division is the mighty asterisks. Teams that could reach the playoffs with losing records thanks to their divisional affiliation. And it's all the NFC East. The four teams, literally, the Cowboys,
really?
Washington, Philadelphia, and New York.
Golly.
Because the fourth bucket, drifting in the wind, hard to tell if these teams are coming or going, could be stuck in the middle, or Broncos, Raiders, Dolphins.
Broncos, Raiders, Dolphins. Raiders. So they're not super high on Derek Carr, is what you're saying?
Yeah, apparently not.
So the NFC East, that bad? Is that trash?
And then I guess you saw that the Football Outsiders ranked the expected defensive performances this year.
No.
You know what they have the Titans?
Like 20?
32.
30? Stop.
Worst defense in the NFL.
This year or from last year?
This year. They're expecting them to be the worst defense in the league.
I got to go look this up and read this one. For what reasons? Are we getting into it right now? You going to tease this?
No, I think we tease this.
We tease this?
I think we have to discuss this because I think that's wrong.
Football Outsiders
who, as you know, the analytics guys.
Of most analytics.
Tanier used to be there.
All analytics.
Aaron Schatz's group, they're used by everybody. And I like them too. I generally like them because they just base stuff on the numbers. But Tennessee, by their metrics, will be the worst statistical defense in the NFL this year.
We're talking about not just third down.
No, we mean overall defense. Worst
overall defense
in the league.
There's no way I see the Titans worse than the Raiders. Or Texans? They're worse than the Texans.
They're worse than everybody, Moan.
That's what I'm like. This is hard to believe that actually came out from a group like them, though. Jay, you have to really break this one down. I need to hear this one moving forward.
Yeah, like, that's why I got to it at the end.
I need to hear about this one moving forward because that right there just doesn't line up for the offseason moves. Are they projecting like injuries? Are they projecting too many moving parts now?
One thing is, I think if I remember right, when we had Aaron Schatz on, they weren't a fan of Dupree.
Yeah.
Fine. They didn't like the draft. So if you didn't like the draft and you didn't like Bud Dupree, then I could see why you would be low on the Titans defense.
Yeah.
If you didn't like, because they spent a ton of money there. And then if you didn't like the picks that they made, then you're just looking at last year's defense from a numbers perspective.
Right.
Saying, well, you took Malcolm Butler out. You brought in Janoris Jenkins. And then, but I still, even looking with Jayon coming back and some of this stuff, I still wouldn't see them being the worst defense.
No, I wouldn't imagine them being the worst defense. Like, number one, the worst team I think in the NFL is the Houston Texans.
Yes.
And I'd say their defense is probably going to be pretty bad, too.
Probably.
Along with their offense is just not going to support it. We could be wrong. I could be wrong. But I just didn't imagine somebody would write an article said the Titans would finish absolute last. Projected, anyway.
I
Football Outsiders. Wow, that's new for
y'all. We'll jump into it a little bit deeper when we come back. 615-737-1045. We got one more sleep till the NFL. Still a few more sleeps before the Titans play. They'll play on Sunday afternoon, of course. So, yes, some people are saying, I thought the season of the list was over. We got to get to the final list because everybody's now doing Super Bowl picks and where teams are going to stack up and all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is our one-year anniversary week. Tomorrow is the actual show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what do we do around here? What have we done for a lot of this year? We choose violence.
Yes, we have.
Seasonal list today is definitely choosing violence. No question about that. So we'll continue down that pathway when we come back. Jeff Hathorn from Pittsburgh is going to join us from 93.7 The Fan. Help us preview Pittsburgh UT next hour. Rhett Bryan, of course, will be here for his weekly visit. Inky Johnson, we may need him if we're going through all these lists.
Yeah, we do.
Over this next handful of hours, you can tweet us, of course, at @JMartinRamon, 737-1045, to join us on the show and go after any of the people that are making lists. Or go after Moan, because, I mean, it is a national pastime.
Bring it on.
Or me.
I saw somebody
or
say.
Schaefer.
Whoever.
We'll be right back. J. Martin Ramon, 1045, The Zone. Welcome back, Jay Martin and Ramon, 104.5 The Zone on Zone TV. Everybody's up early, it looks like, on YouTube, but you can find us on Twitch, Facebook Live as well. You can tweet us at Jay Martin and Ramon. You can call us at 615-737-1045. So I'm on Football Outsiders' website trying to actually find the site here.
Mm-hmm.
But I seen Titans Film Room retweet this last night from, I guess it's a gambling expert verified account. It says Titans are projected to have the worst defense in the NFL this year by @FB Outsiders. Man. Opportunity awaits for Kyler Murray and company to start off hot is that point. And they haven't pushed back against it, and no one else has in terms of that isn't true. But I actually want to find the site on Football Outsiders. I wouldn't be surprised, and I do believe that it's true.
They just tweeted out 9 hours ago. Our site is up, although still moving slow.
Yeah, they were having a issue over the last couple of days.
Dang. Not great, Bob.
I know they're not high in terms of their Super Bowl potential and all. I saw Larry Fitzgerald pick the Titans to go to the Super Bowl and lose to the Bucks. Notice who's picking the Titans to go to the Super Bowl.
Players.
Wide receivers.
Experts. Oh, wide receivers.
Harry Douglas. Larry Fitzgerald.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not a wide receiver, but
you played that.
I think I beat everybody to that point.
100%. You versus Larry Fitzgerald, I'm taking you.
Yeah.
10 times out of 11.
At what?
At catching the ball, securing it, winning a Super Bowl, starting at quarterback, everything you thought.
What's in that Yeti over there?
Well, that's none of your business.
Yeah.
Nah, I can't.
Something is.
But that's wild. If that's the article they're choosing to come out with about the Titans defense, that right there would be interesting. I think it has no choice but to get better as from where it was last year. That makes all the sense in the world to me, the addition. Like you said, the addition of Bud, if they're not a huge fan of it, cool. But I still think just adding those bodies that they didn't have, especially in the pass rush side of it, I think they get the job done more there more than anything. And again, you're looking at the packages that they have right now, it seems like just starting off with Jeff, DeNico, Harold Landry, and throw Bud out there. You got a group then. If you want to take Jeff off of DeNico, you can put the young stud out there, Rashad Weaver. So I'm just looking at it like you got more than what you had last year. All linebackers are back this year. And the secondary, at least for the most part, is going to play with a little bit more edge. I think the rush and coverage of offenses this year from this team, I think will be a whole lot better than what it was last year. And it has no choice but to be a whole lot better. Again, getting off the ball on third down, it's got to be huge. Everything we've heard about this defense moving forward this offseason has been, and in the preseason games, everybody's to the ball. Everybody's to the ball. Everybody's celebrating everybody play. And I think now you got this, I don't want to use gangrene type of defense, but everybody is see ball, get ball more than I feel like it was last year. It seems to be an identity as opposed to where it was last year. Last year, we were just wondering who was going to make a play. Malcolm Butler came up big time last year and just his ability to make plays. Adoree, when he got out, by the way, he's not here. Just watching him get on film, who was the go-getters? It was Jeff and Malcolm Butler for the most part last year. Harold Landry, I think, was kind of taken aback a little bit simply because there wasn't a whole lot of help on the front line. You take Jadeveon Clowney out, which he never was in when it comes down to rushing, and you insert DeNico. That right there, I think, makes it a whole lot better. Although it's still a bunch of people, and it ain't confusing. I get it. There's still a lot of people that are saying that the rush of Myles Garrett plus Jadeveon Clowney is going to be one of the best rushing tandems in the NFL.
Did you hear Myles Garrett invoke LeBron James' name?
And what?
Saying his first goal is to be LeBron James.
Oh, wow. Good. Good for him.
In short, what he's saying is all of what LeBron is known for doing all the way across the field, all the way across the court and all that kind of stuff, that's his first objective is for people to view him that way because I think he doesn't think he's got enough respect. I don't think he thinks he's being respected enough because you hear a lot more about T.J. Watt. You hear a lot more about other guys, Aaron Donald, but you don't hear Myles Garrett from certain circles nearly as loudly.
He's in Cleveland. I mean, Cleveland is just now starting to turn that page to where, okay, now you're beginning to get a little bit more respectable. Now we're starting to see you guys not just all talk. Everything that Cleveland has done while Myles Garrett has been there has been talk. And nobody's really answered the bell up until last year. Nobody really answered the call in Cleveland. They were the champions of everything not named Bush Jones, like when it came down to their team.
So I'm going to read this from the Football Outsiders Almanac. And it's a little lengthy, but I think it'll get to the crux here. Vrabel led off his post-free agency press conference by saying he doesn't know how much better anybody is. That wasn't surprising. Vrabel's often a little irritated or angsty in pressers. Refused to answer a question about why he was confident in elevating Bowen to defensive coordinator beyond saying he was confident and excited. That was part of a frequent questioning process about Bowen from the local media that seemed to tick off Vrabel. It's easy to understand why the media wants to understand more given how poor the results on the field were last year. Finding ways to be more aggressive in coverage, to challenge receivers more, I think that's all part of it as we progress on, Bowen said at OTAs, as he promoted getting players into a position to succeed and getting better at communication without promising widespread scheme changes. Vrabel noted the next day that communication failures were on the players, which seemed to point more towards the cause for their 30th-ranked pass defense DVOA not being coaching last year. We're not saying that the players didn't blow coverages at times last season, but Bowen and Vrabel have a combined 0 seasons of coordinating a top 20 DVOA defense between them, and neither has much experience in the role. We think it's okay to be skeptical of the grander plan. Then they go a little bit deeper on into Dupree and Autry, that Dupree was on a much better defense and 8 because of that, that Titans fans should be over the moon if he can pull off 8 sacks. Autry, the same kind of deal. So they talk about a lot of that kind of thing and then say they're expecting. They said last year the defense had the worst pass DVOA in football.
Right.
And then said even with the moves that they made, they have a worse defensive projection for 2021 after the money was spent than they did before it was spent.
What? So everything they did this offseason was for nothing.
According to them. And they were talking about Dupree has a very mediocre pressure rate.
Yeah.
That it's worse than Harold Landry's statistically.
Wow.
And so that you paid a lot for somebody that doesn't actually get anywhere more than the guy that you kind of aren't sure you want long term.
Well, it's funny with this comparison, well, this evaluation of Bud as opposed to what his former teammates felt about him, though. So which side do you take? We've heard his former teammates go to bat for him and say, hey, no, this guy was the reason why. But then you have the analytics that say differently behind it. That's weird because, again, you look at them to be more correct than most when it comes down to their analytics. They seem to just lay it out flat for you. But it seems to me that they are looking at, you know, Vrabel and Shane Bourne as guys that just simply don't know what they're doing. That also seems very obvious from that article, too. So they didn't know how to go get what they needed in the offseason. The guys that they did get aren't good enough compared to the guys they already had on roster. And the coaches don't know what they're doing. This is going to be a wild ride this year, Jay.
They're also, I mean, Football Outsiders is also projecting the Titans for a low offense, surprisingly low offensive projection for a team finishing fourth and sixth in offensive DVOA over the last 2 years. That's why our forecast for this division settles more on the Colts and Titans battling for the division title than giving the Titans any kind of step ahead on the field.
Right. Even with the quarterback position against the Colts? So they're thinking that the Colts' defense will outweigh the Titans' offense at the end of the day, and the Titans won't have enough on defense to do anything to Carson Wentz. There's going to be some mad Titans fans behind that statement.
If that happens,
man,
that's a terrible year.
That's
if that would happen, I'm not suggesting it's going to. Obviously, I'm not. I said they're winning the Super Bowl. So I disagree with this vehemently.
Yeah.
If this happens, that's a disaster of a season.
Yes, it is. That's a tough take right there, Jay. That's a harsh reality when it comes down to it. Now, again, I'm always of the mindset, look, you get all the scouting reports you want to, but the game still has to be played out. And just looking at this preseason version of what this defense is, I think the plan, the scheduling of what they've done, the rush plan up front, the coverage on the back end has been really good. And again, yes, it's against vanilla preseason offenses, but you can see in general, they're moving different. Their assignments are different. The attitudes are a whole lot different from guys that didn't make this roster, man.
One guy that I see his name completely absent from this put together. And, of course, Almanac came out, you know, a month ago or whatever it was. And it's a big undertaking, and they have different writers writing different stuff, and it's a deep dive into these teams. And you can take what you want, and it's one group's opinion. Tart's not mentioned anywhere in here.
Yeah.
They're talking about replacing this position, replacing that position. Tart's not mentioned. I think Tart's going to have a huge impact on the season. I know I've had fun with that.
Yeah.
But that's just me having fun with it. I've also watched the preseason. And I started paying attention to him more after you started talking about him last year. Mm. I think he's going to do more than a little
with this team
this year.
Yeah. I could see that too. And again, like you said, they didn't even mention the ability to stop the run. You would think most times, Jay, that if you got a team that runs the ball very well, the Titans, that they have a defense that is known for stopping the run. And that's what it's looked like to me this preseason. That's all we've seen. That's all we're going to know this year. Now, if they were to throw in the ability to say, if they were to throw in the idea that, look, this team is going to struggle against running mobile quarterbacks this year, that's something that's got to be seen. I'll be completely honest with you, defending that. It's always tough when it comes down to defenses getting off the field. Week one, in general, speaking of Kyler Murray, I'll do my scouting breakdown of him and his team this year, but they got a lot of mobile quarterbacks. The first three games, honestly, are mobile quarterbacks. Arizona, Russ doesn't really move a whole lot, but you got to go to Seattle. He's mobile enough. And then say what you want to about Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz will get out the pocket and make plays also. Then you got the young guy in New York. They have a lot of mobile quarterbacks. The first six games, honestly. Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence will move.
He will if he has to, yeah.
Buffalo.
And he will have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, Josh Allen's going to run.
He will. So if you were to throw that in there and say, hey, look, they might struggle against a more mobile type of quarterback, I get that. That right there can cause problems up front. Do you have the speed on that defense to actually run down one of these guys or keep him inside the pocket?
I think the other thing that I will point out about Football Outsiders, and I enjoy their almanac and I enjoy all the work that they put in, I enjoy their stuff in season a lot more than I do before the year.
Season stuff.
Because what they do in season is analyzing actual data.
Right.
Like they just look at the numbers and they put things in a ranking based on actual performance by down. you know, I don't know this guy specifically that put together or that did most of the work for the Titans this time, but it was some dude named Rivers McCown.
Sounds like a fake name.
It was this entire deal was written on July 12th. So I don't know where he is today.
That was before.
But it's the same thing as, like, you know, Phil Steele puts out his deal early because you have to. You have to get it to a print. You have to get it out there. It has to be available before the season. One of the things that I've thought about over the last handful of months is kind of the end of the magazine preview industry. Like back in the day, I used to go grab like four or five of them every year. And I mean, like dating back to when I was a kid, because I picked it up for my dad. He would buy Street and Smith's college basketball when we were living in ACC territory.
Yeah.
And it was one of my favorite days, just getting the Athlon book, getting the Street and Smith's guide and taking them home and just thumbing through them and having them out. Every time there'd be an ACC game, I'd have it out.
Flipping through it. Yeah.
And I still like hard copies of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I buy Phil Steele's book every year.
Mm-hmm.
But I've stopped buying some of the others because I can go to Football Outsiders. I can go to PFF. I can go to all these various places and get this stuff up to date, because by the time the book comes out, a lot of times it's outdated. So the tweet was put out by that guy yesterday, what we're expecting the Titans to do defensively and all of this kind of thing. I would love to talk to Rivers McCown today and say, well, do you think that it's better than you originally predicted it would be
just based
on what you've seen across the league over the last 6 to 7 weeks?
That was kind of rough right there, Jay. Hearing them break that down right there. That was kind of rough to hear that you made all these moves for nothing.
I mean, that's what it would indicate.
Yeah.
It would indicate that, and Vrabel and Bowen don't know what they're doing as coaches defensively.
He would have to explain to me how the Texans would be better. Who's another sell? How Cincinnati's defense would be better. How the Jets' defense would be better. How the Giants' defense would be better. I need to see those variations of him breaking it down also. To say they could be the worst in the AFC South is one thing. Looking at it, is Jacksonville defense better than the Titans right now? According to that article, that's what it's saying. This was in July.
General, yes.
But is it better than, is it worse than Jacksonville?
See, that's where you lose me, is going to that extreme.
Yeah.
You can say they're probably still not going to be a top unit. Like, I've got to see it before I believe. I can understand being skeptical of certain things or overvaluing or undervaluing. Everybody's got blind spots. Everybody's going to overrate some people. Like, look, you're probably going to overrate a couple of your former teammates.
100%.
Because you know them.
I know them.
It's just kind of the way it is. And you're going to sometimes say that Tennessee's going to win 8 games.
That's just, you know.
Out of 10.
I write with my heart. I say it with my heart. And that's wrong.
And I'm going to get things wrong, too. Maybe I've overrated the Titans this year, but I'm just going on my heart.
That's just
like anything else. This year, I felt that way, so that's why I said it.
It's like you saying that Aaron Rodgers going to Denver is going to get y'all a Super Bowl. Like, y'all team just sucks sometime, and Aaron Rodgers not the savior for it.
Okay. See, now it just got super petty. And Denver's roster is loaded. You took me down. I'm like, yeah. Whoa.
We were being too nice, Joe.
That was the Kevin Hart gif. You know which one I'm talking about? The Kevin Hart gif when he's like,
whoa.
Backing up. It's like, I don't know when that got violent, but it got violent. I wasn't paying attention.
What happened? I walked him down right there, Shave. Just reeled him in real quick.
Tell you what, for being an offensive lineman, I was sneaky.
I didn't even notice it until I had agreed with it. And then I was sitting here shaking my head like, yeah.
Wait a minute.
That was well done.
That was good. Some of the comments right now about that. Buzzer right his own chat says, sounds like a bunch of nerds who never got picked a place.
See, don't be that guy, Lonzo.
Lonzo said, I'm done with this article. He's done with it. Who else said it? Somebody else said something to it here. Somebody said, me picking you over Larry Fitzgerald is an insult to him, man.
He also said, boomers like books, which I guess is me being old because I still like to read actual books. Mainly, it's just easier. And I know this is going to sound crazy because I'm still working on my eyesight, but it's just easier on the eyes not to stare at a screen any longer than I have to, because I'm staring at one so long anyway, between a phone, a tablet, and a laptop. If I can just pull up a book and turn on a light, it's going to help me sleep a little bit better. I would much rather do that.
Yeah.
That's why I thought about getting an Amazon Paperwhite.
What's the Amazon Paperwhite?
It reminds me, it's a tablet. It's like a real book, the way it's lit to where you don't even really notice. It's kind of not lit. It's just you turn on a lamp the same way you would a book. But
you know where I'm going with that. It's Brentwood living right there.
It's like nine. It's like it's
honeymoon's
like
over now. Oh, 90? You got $90? What?
Moan, you probably got five of them in your mailbox right now.
Where's my wallet at? That was good.
Don't
Boomers.
You dare.
Rivers McCown is a hell of a name, by the way, too.
It sounds like you should be with Weezer.
Weezer.
Rivers Cuomo.
He brought it. He brought it.
I didn't read all of it, but I read enough to set you off. 615-737-1045. 737-1045. On Twitter, @JMart and Ramon. So let's just ask the question. Since the tweet has everybody popping, what do you think the Titans defense is going to be this year? And you're gonna find out quick, because Nuck Hopkins is coming to take your lunch money. Kyler Murray and those guys, if there's anything they do well, it is try to create havoc offensively. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna get a look in these first few weeks. You're gonna get some challenges, especially in that secondary. So you tell us. Where's the improvement coming from, and what do you think the Titans defense is going to do? You can tweet us. I know that I saw somebody was on, or a couple people actually, or on Twitter on the Periscope deal, saying, hey, Twitter's live too. Well, that's good. Glad to see everybody is there. But if you're on YouTube, you can let us know, or you can call us, 615-737-1045. What do you expect from the Tennessee Titans defense this season, as we're, 4 days away from the opening of the 2021 Titans season, which you'll hear right here on 104.5 The Zone, and you'll hear us in 5 minutes right here. Welcome back, J-Mart and Ramon. That's the name of the program, 104.5 The Zone. We're on Twitter at J-Mart and Ramon. You can reach us at 615-737-1045. Cousin Joey in Cross Plains up first today. What's going on, Joey? How are you?
What's up, fam? I'm good, J-Mart. How's the vision, my man?
It's getting there. Hey. It's definitely getting there. I mean, like, I can go about my daily existence, but I know they're basically telling me it's going to be sometime around December after my procedure where everything really feels the way it's supposed to. So I'm good, though. I appreciate it.
All right. Hey, before I get into what I say, early this morning, I did what's called a verbal octagon on Ben Maller's show.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I got it. So if the fam could go to his Twitter, and I'm gonna, I am on there. I go as the blind sea bass. if the fam could go, vote for me to win that, I would appreciate that immensely. But with this defense, I think we're gonna be, about the middle, about 15th to 20th. We're gonna finish in that range. With the addition of Dupree and Autry. And Jackrabbit, I think he's a little bit better upgrade to them from Butler, but also Imani Hooker stepping in as a full time starter. Last year he really showed out a lot. I just think the defense, they're going to do a lot better. They actually got Big Jeff some help, so he'll probably get double team and triple team. But it'll also free up a lot more, and with a lot more of the playmakers around him to actually, do their jobs.
Yeah.
And instead of having some joker like Clowney standing back with his thumb up his rear end doing nothing, like I said, I just think they're going to be a completely better defense than last year.
Mm. All right, Joey. Yeah, look, I do too. I don't think they're going to be top 10, but I think they're going to be around middle of the road.
What did we say? Middle of the road puts this team
in the Super Bowl conversation, in my opinion. That's one of the reasons. I just don't feel like with the moves that they made, one, I think everybody is sleeping on Dupree.
Yeah.
I've said this from the beginning. Everybody's just like, well, he had T.J. Watt. Yeah, but T.J. Watt had him too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but I want to see T.J. Watt this year. And I do think his stats took a nosedive after Bud Dupree tore his ACL.
The attention, it worked together, man. Like, that's the thing about it. That rush group that you have works together. Again, you listen to his former teammates, Bud's former teammates, and they're saying this. Bud is the guy. They hated to see him go. People in the building couldn't understand why they didn't do the deal with him, as opposed to whatever else was behind him. Like, get him done. Whether it was a 2-year deal with Buku money, because you're just going to have to pay that regardless. Like, it was that aspect of it, too, the reason he didn't get re-signed in Pittsburgh. But his teammates was like, man, they wanted him there. He's a culture guy. And I'm looking at the zone chat right now, too. Where you mentioned, you know, when we said this defense got to be in the middle of the pack. Nephew Selly on Zone TV said middle of the pack is worse. Oh, middle of the pack at worst. That's where they have to be. I say 10 to 15, 16. 17, maybe?
I even think if you're 15 to 18, somewhere in that neighborhood, that probably means you're giving up 3-4 less points a game.
And getting off the field.
And I still think maybe you're not scoring quite as much as last year just because of how historically good it was.
Yeah.
But if you're even in that same ballpark, there's no game I look at where it's like they can't win that game. There's no game on their schedule where I'm just sure that they're definitely going
to
lose.
If they can control, we still, I guess Friday is when we'll have to do that.
Yeah.
Go down and see what we think this team can be. I've seen some say, what is it, 10-7. Seen a few come out 10-7s. Will this team have double-digit wins? Is that even a thing anymore right now as far as having to get double-digit?
I think it's going to be 11. Is going to be the new 10.
11-6.
11-6, because I think 10. 7 losses doesn't feel right.
It doesn't look right. I'll tell you that much. I saw some predictions from other people. I'm like, 10-7? That's 7.
11-6 sounds like you had a good year.
Yeah.
10-7 just, it does not read the same way as 10-6 did.
It feels dirty, man.
It does. There's something off about that.
Yes.
Speaking of off, I guess he must be in the yard or making his one phone call for the day.
He missed it yesterday.
Yeah, he did, because of Mike in Cleveland. Mike, what's up, Mike? Man?
What up, though?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm waiting to get loaded. Yo, that's bad. Y'all know my schedule like that. I need to quit calling. So no,
you good, my guy?
But, yeah, I'm good, baby. Jay, I see you ain't rocking the Andy, you know, big brother look no more. With the sunglasses, so that's what's up.
They're still here, Mike. We'll put them back on. We'll put them back on just for you.
That's right, man. You got to go all swagged out with, yeah, man. Get them. Oh, sucky, sucky. Okay.
I like that you saw it in real time on the chat. That's excellent.
Yo, but to answer the question about the defense, yeah, bro. I got one word, man. Balance. I think there's going to be some games where the secondary is going to hold down the wide receivers to create more time for our D-line. And I think it's going to be some games where the D-line just, you know, collapse offensive lines. I think they're going to be a whole lot more balanced. They're going to get off the field. Mm-hmm. And that's the only thing I'm looking for, man, really, is just to get off the field. You know, like they say, bend but don't break.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the biggest thing, really, is just balance. But as far as the Arizona Cardinals, I got a hot take, you could say. Is Jay, you rocking with them sunglasses, homie, man. I just got to stop real quick, man. You killing with the sunglasses, dog. You need to employ that more. But,
West Side.
You know what I'm saying? West side, the best side, Boozy Brentwood.
West side,
you know
the
I'm
horns
saying.
Down.
I like that one even better, horns
Me
down.
Me too.
Yeah, but no, man, on this Cardinals, though, I got one thing to say about it. Look for Big Jeff to get those jumps and get those big bear paws up in the air with Kyler Murray being 5'6".
Yep.
I see that right there being the thing that really, really gets them, you know, off the field and just create some pressure. It's just if those guys can jump on that D-line and keep Kyler Murray contained in that pocket and just jump. You ain't even got to sack him.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just jump in front of his little ass and just let him know, yo, you ain't got nothing popping over here. But, yeah, man, y'all stay blessed, dog, okay? Much love to the fam. Boom.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Safe,
real quick before we get to break, I think Buck made this point yesterday, Buck Rising, our partner in crime here that follows us, and I think he may have written this in an article that I just saw tweeted out. I haven't seen the article itself, but it talks about one advantage that the Titans have over Kyler Murray, but I saw him tweet out a stat yesterday that no one in the league had more passes batted down last season than Kyler Murray, which stands to reason. He's a little bit shorter. He's coming from a lower trajectory. He's playing against taller guys. It's always one of the knocks against a shorter quarterback. Titans pretty good at knocking balls down, especially Big Jeff. So I saw him say Big Jeff should be able to eat on Sunday. That could be huge. If he bats down two or three balls, who knows, man? But I like the point that Mike just made. Mike didn't realize that he was also copping Buck Rising's point when he made that. Yep, exactly. Second hour of the program next. What do you think the Titans defense is going to do this year? 737-1045. We're back after the top of the hour headlines right here on The Zone.